Our third case this morning is 2019-665, Crown Services Incorporated et al. Versus Miami Valley Paper Tube Company. For the appellant, Mr. Markovi.
Chief Justice O'Connor, and may it please the court. I'm Tim Markovi, and along with my associate, Christian Foise, I'm here on behalf of the appellants, Crown Services and American Zurich Insurance Company. At this time, I respectfully request 3 minutes be reserved for rebuttal. Your Honors, the proposition is pretty simple and direct. A dismissal by a trial court of an action, otherwise properly venued and with jurisdiction on the grounds of forum nonconvenience, constitutes a final and appealable order under Revised Code Section 250502. Procedurally, this is a breach of a contract lawsuit brought in the Common Pleas Court of Cuyahoga County, Ohio, between two Ohio corporations. The contract had a forum selection clause and a venue selection clause, venuing anywhere in the state of Ohio. A motion to change venue was filed and was denied. Then a motion to dismiss under forum nonconvenience was filed. It was decided on the pleadings alone, the complaint, or the amended complaint and the answer.
Why was Cuyahoga County chosen?
Because my clients opted for Cuyahoga County.
Wouldn't it have been more convenient to file in Hamilton County, given the facts of this case?
It may have been more convenient, but the venue was proper in Cuyahoga County, Your Honor. In addition, Your Honor, you bring up a point that I think is critical to this argument here today. That's an issue and a question that I would expect to be asked by one of three judges of the 8th District Court of Appeals, but they wouldn't hear the case, which is the issue before you here today. The question is, should the 8th District have heard our appeal from the dismissal on the basis of forum nonconvenience? When this court adopted by common law the doctrine of forum nonconvenience, it compared a dismissal on that forum to other means of terminating cases before there's been a full trial. And what it compared to was invoking a statute of limitations defense, granting an injunction, or granting a motion for summary judgment, all of which are appealable orders. Similarly, this dismissal is a final and appealable order that the 8th District should have heard. This dismissal is a final order under Revised Code Section 250502 because it prevented an Ohio judgment.
But where do you find that word Ohio in 2505.02?
It's not there, Your Honor, but the legislature of Ohio and this court under the Ohio Constitution derive all of their power, legislative and judicial, within the confines of the state. This really involves...
Right, but the legislature, they don't have to make anything appealable, right? There's no constitutional right to an appeal. So it comes down to what the statute says. And I guess I'm just struggling. I understand that there's lots of good reasons you should be allowed to appeal, but I'm struggling to figure out how this determines the action. So, I mean, how does this determine the action?
I think it determines the action in two ways, Justice DeWine. It determines the action, first of all, because, and again, I understand the word Ohio is not in the statute, but it determines the action that prevents an Ohio judgment. More significantly, for this
but
case.
But it doesn't determine the action, right? I mean, the case is not determined, right? The case will be litigated somewhere else.
It could be litigated in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and I don't think anywhere else under the trial court's order.
But why couldn't you file? Is there anything in the trial court's order that precludes you from filing in Hamilton County?
I think so.
What's that?
I think that the trial court's order, when it the actual judgment entry incorporated by reference, essentially, the trial court's multi-page order.
It's a dismissal without prejudice.
On the basis of forum nonconvenience, finding that yes, we have jurisdiction, and I am pushing jurisdiction away towards one place, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Grant County Circuit Court. That's what the trial court determined. And I think what's critical here is...
Counsel, would Hamilton County Court be bound to reject a filing based on what happened in Cuyahoga County?
I think that a motion to dismiss would probably be entertained and granted were we to refile, say, in Hamilton County or Franklin County or any of the other 85 counties in Ohio. Because in order to invoke forum nonconvenience, there has to be a predicate finding. We have jurisdiction and venue. But now we're making a determination based on the criteria that this court set forth in Chambers that we're going to push away jurisdiction, we're going to relinquish jurisdiction, and we're going to relinquish it on very specific bases to one place, Kentucky.
Well, but wait a second, though. Kentucky's not bound to hear that case, right?
No, they're not.
The Cuyahoga County Court can't tell another court whether they can or cannot hear this case, right? Even in Ohio, it can't do that.
That's correct. We could be in jeopardy of that, too.
So, I mean, but there's nothing in that order that that prevents you from filing in Hamilton County or that precludes a Hamilton County court or any other court in Ohio from hearing the case, right? I mean, maybe you may think that they'll follow the same logic, but it's not res judicata. There's nothing that precludes them from hearing the case, is there?
Respectfully, Your Honor, I think that there is. I think that unless it would be filed in the Circuit Court of Grant County, Kentucky, an Ohio court would find there was a court here that had jurisdiction. There was a court here in which venue was proper, and that court dismissed it. Your Honor,
as it said, the forum wasn't
convenient
because it thought another court would be a more proper venue.
Yeah, one other court, the Circuit Court of Grant County, Kentucky.
Well, but is that's kind of like dicta, really. I mean, they could say they thought Kentucky court would be more appropriate, but indeed Hamilton County might feel it's equally appropriate.
It seems to me, Your Honor, that, again, given the posture of this case, it was decided on the pleadings, and there were specific findings made by the trial court in its order. Those findings, and again, I'm not going to argue the findings because those are an argument I should be making to three judges of the 8th District Court of Appeals. The argument is that because Kentucky law is involved, or may be involved, the assertion was Kentucky law would be involved. We dispute that, but that was the assertion. And because witnesses may have to be called in Kentucky, that is the appropriate forum. Otherwise, Cuyahoga County would have retained jurisdiction.
Would your client be breaching the venue provision of the contract if it filed in Kentucky?
You know, Your Honor, I think you are correct because the contract explicitly
says... I'm asking you, the wording of the contract.
Yes, the wording of the contract is venue...
Was Ohio.
Is a venue and jurisdiction is proper in a court in Ohio, yes.
So if you filed in Kentucky, would you be subject to a motion to dismiss because you're breaching the contract?
I suspect they might be, yes, Your Honor.
Is there anything...
Which would give us no remedy whatsoever.
If assuming the court in Cuyahoga County is plainly wrong and assuming that the Court of Appeals is correct that you don't have a right to appeal, I mean, is there anything that would stop you from filing a writ of mandamus against the court in Cuyahoga County? Or at least if they continue to dismiss it?
An extraordinary remedy might lie in that case.
If there's no right to appeal, isn't that ordinarily the remedy?
Ordinarily it is. However, Your Honor, I don't think that a writ of mandamus lies to control the discretion of a court. And I think this was a case that involved the discretion, and it would be our position involved an abuse of that discretion.
Well, I mean, if the forum selection clause clearly calls for an Ohio court, wouldn't that be an abuse of discretion?
Yes, but mandamus doesn't lie to correct an abuse. Mandamus doesn't lie to control discretion.
What would be discretionary here? Does the Court of Appeals have discretion to determine whether they have a final appealable order?
I believe, Your Honor, that what the Court of Appeals did in this case was decide they didn't have one, and we believe that they're clearly in error. And when they're clearly in error under this Court's decisions in National City and versus Quadruple A and Chambers itself that established the doctrine of forum nonconvenience. This court in Quadruple A said it's not logical to allow a party that believes a court wrongfully asserted jurisdiction to appeal, but to prevent a party that believes a court wrongfully did not assert jurisdiction from appealing. I understand that Justice Holmes once said the law is not logic, it's experience, but the experience everywhere outside of Cuyahoga County matches the logic that it's appealable. In Chambers itself, Your Honors, in establishing the common law doctrine of forum nonconvenience in Ohio, the court went ahead and its third step, its final step in establishing that was to establish a standard of review for forum nonconvenience orders. If it's not reviewable, why did this court go to the trouble of establishing a standard? It clearly did.
You don't think this court misses things sometimes?
I trust this court not to, Your Honor. But the point is, repeatedly, both National City and Chambers, other lower court decisions from other courts of appeals have all held that the issue of should this case be sent out of this state, should this case be detached from the sovereign here, is an issue that has to be able to be reviewed by a court of appeals. It basically says there's no, and I think this is critical too, there's no opportunity for an appellate court to correct a problem. Kentucky can't correct it.
Does there have to be an opportunity for an appellate court to correct a problem? I mean, can the legislature say that certain kind of orders we're not going to grant a right to appeal to?
I suppose they could, Your Honor, but in this case, we believe that this meets 2505.02b1, and the substantial right is the right to have an appellate court to correct a problem.
Well, what would be, let's assume for the sake of argument, we reverse and say, Court of Appeals, this is a final order, you do have authority to review it. What is it that the appellate court would review?
They would review the trial court's order on an abuse of discretion standard, which we believe the trial court abused its discretion. But again, that's not...
Right. No, that the substance of that is not before us.
Yes.
It's just whether the Court of Appeals should not have dismissed.
Is the nature of the abuse simply the portion of the order that directs it to the Kentucky court? Is that what you're saying?
It should not have granted the dismissal at all, is the nature of the, is our contention, is the nature of the abuse, because the trial court applied the improper standard for determining forum nonconvenience and did so without any evidentiary basis.
Well, but if assuming you're right, that they implied the improper standard, then that's not an abuse of discretion. So the Court of Appeals sends it back to apply the proper standard, wouldn't they, if there was jurisdiction?
Exactly. And then we'd have our innings in the trial court with the proper standard being applied. But as it is now, there's no review, not in Ohio.
But I guess if the court applies the wrong standard, that's a legal problem, not an abuse of discretion would be applying the proper standard and weighing things incorrectly.
And, Your Honor, we think that was done here, since there was this was done on the pleadings alone without evidence. The conclusions that the trial court made.
Do they apply the improper standards, or do they not apply any standards? I'm a little confused on your answers to Justice DeWine.
You're referring to the trial court's order, Your Honor?
Trial court, yes.
Yeah. The trial court starts out by enunciating the proper standard because there are public and private interests that have to be balanced in a forum nonconvenience analysis. They conclude under the law. The trial court then went ahead and said, we're not going to consider the private standards because they don't apply when there's a valid forum selection clause, and then they went ahead and decided the case on the private interests.
Then again, why wouldn't, if what you're arguing is not abuse of discretion, but then why wouldn't that be correctable in mandamus?
Because I think that the trial court had the power to in the first instance, to determine its jurisdiction, and under Chambers, it has the power to decline jurisdiction if it does so properly. It didn't do so properly in this case. That's an issue that would be reviewable. Basically, what the Court of Appeals said here is, no, this is some sort of an interlocutory order, which is not appealable. It's not. And clearly, under the trial court's order, this was something that ended the litigation in Ohio.
You've used your time.
Thank you. Your Honors, we'd ask that the Court of Appeals be reversed and that it be ordered to hear our appeal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. As the questions recognized earlier, the jurisdiction of Ohio appellate courts is expressly limited by the Ohio Constitution and by the Ohio legislature. And as this court noted in Hoffman v. Nolman, that was a deliberate decision specifically made to speed litigation along, to not have it dragging in appeal. In this case, for instance, it's been over a year and a half since the case was originally filed, and we're no further along in getting to the merits.
Well, you're
no
further along because you moved to dismiss in Cuyahoga County. That seems a little disingenuous to argue that.
I don't think it is, Your Honor. The whole point of having a form nonconvenience is for both public and private interests to be able to
But you have to concede, your client consented to jurisdiction in Ohio. I mean, it seems pretty clear that the Cuyahoga County Court misapplied the law. Is there anything that prevents them from refiling this case in Hamilton County or someplace else in Ohio?
No, I don't think there is anything. I don't think that the Cuyahoga Court misapplied the law. It's not an exclusive jurisdiction provision. It's just a allowable jurisdiction provision. Nothing prevented.
Well, it does say exclusive, right? It says you consent to there's some word like exclusive in there, right?
I don't believe that specifically is all-encompassing. I think that as I read it and as we would argue in the Cuyahoga court, it's permissible jurisdiction in any Ohio county, but it's also permissible to file in Kentucky or wherever else. If Hawaii was possible, then maybe it would be okay to file there.
But I think are you representing if they file in Hamilton, you're not going to file a motion to dismiss like they fear?
I would think that they would be able to file in Hamilton County. I don't think anything prevents them from filing in Hamilton County.
You wouldn't file on the basis of the trial court's order in Cuyahoga County a motion to dismiss?
No, I think there would be a separate and independent form nonconvenience argument, but I think that the Cuyahoga court's order would have no bearing on the Hamilton County judge that would decide the case. It's
Counsel,
not res judicata.
The contract said Ohio, right, for the forum?
I'm sorry?
The contract between the parties said Ohio.
Yes.
And you're saying that was just kind of a non-enforceable part of the contract. That was just a suggestion that they use Ohio.
I'm saying that it is a permissive, Your Honor, and in a case such
as... Did they give another forum that was also permissible?
I would think any forum that passes constitutional muster, such as Kentucky
then
in this case...
Then why name Ohio?
I'm sorry?
Why name Ohio in the contract?
This was a form contract prepared by Crown. I do not know why Crown put Ohio in it.
Why'd your client sign it?
I honestly don't know, Your Honor. It's a father and son business.
Did they object to Ohio at the time?
I do not know the answer to that question, Your Honor.
Counsel, don't you see the irony? You agree to Ohio as a forum, and then you file a motion, forum nonconvenience.
Yes.
That's your client agreeing to Ohio, and then filing saying no Ohio?
Well, Your Honor, and this, and again, this goes to the underlying merits, which isn't really the question on appeal before this court, but the in direct answer to your question is Cleveland has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the underlying incident or any of the parties. It's 150 miles away from the closest Crown office.
But Cleveland is in Ohio.
Yes, it is.
Cleveland County is in Ohio. So if you're talking, if you have Ohio as a jurisdictional option, and there's nothing that seems to say Ohio within a certain mile radius from a business, then whether the filing is in Cuyahoga, Lucas, Hamilton, Meigs, you know, Auglaize, what difference does it make?
Well, I think that goes to the heart of the underlying question about the whole purpose and application of the doctrine of forum nonconvenience. Why should all of the witnesses and all of the evidence, which is located down in Grant County, Kentucky, have to travel over 300 miles?
So you're essentially, you would say any county in southwest Ohio would be a convenient forum?
Well, I think that's a question that the trial court, if appellants happen to file in one of those counties, would have to answer at that time.
Because your reason for your motion of forum nonconvenience is the distance from Cuyahoga County to Kentucky.
Among other things, Your Honor, yes.
Okay. If the filing, should we decide this is not a final appealable order and the forum nonconvenience stands, and there are filings in other state courts in Ohio or other county courts in Ohio, would you move to have all those dismissed too for forum nonconvenience?
I don't know the answer to that question, Your Honor. I think I would be speculating. It would depend on where it was filed, and I would have to discuss that with my client
at that time. So the answer is possibly, but possibly not.
Yes, I think there would potentially be a basis for it, but I honestly don't know the answer to that question. Right.
And the trial court then would decide, assuming you did make that filing, decide whether your reasons were legitimate enough or just can rule one way or the other because it's the discretion of the court.
Yes, and that kind of goes back to the point of the appellants are not prevented from having a trial on the merits for this lawsuit. The whole point of forum nonconvenience is, okay, jurisdiction might be proper, and okay, venue might be proper, but why are we going to waste a whole bunch of time and money of all of the parties in a place that's just not convenient for everything? And again, it's not just the distance, but here that is one huge factor. It's over 300 miles. There's going to be interstate depositions, interstate subpoena processes, and
so it just seems like we could resolve this right here and now by you just representing to your counsel, your opposing counsel, we won't object to you filing it in Hamilton County, and you can get to the merits of this case or the lack of merits.
Well, I think a lot of lawsuits could be resolved if the parties just agreed to various things at the very beginning.
Don't you just want to proceed and get to the merits on this rather than?
Well, of course, Your Honor, we do. And like I've said, there has been a year and a half delay at this point, but I think the delay is being caused by the appellant's appeal of a non-final appealable order. Here, all we have is...
But you're being evasive. Your opposing counsel said, well, we're fearful that if we file in Hamilton, that you're going to file this and you're going to go up the chain again. But if you just simply say to him, we have no objection to that, then you can get to the merits of this case.
Well, I think that is one possibility, Your Honor, but obviously I would have to discuss it with my clients, and that's not the issue that's currently here. The single issue that's before this court right now is a motion to dismiss without prejudice final and appealable. And
okay, your counsel, you're from Columbus?
Cincinnati, Your Honor.
Oh, I thought your office was
we do have a Columbus.
Columbus
office, yes.
Okay, so that's the address on your pleadings is Columbus?
Yes.
All right. And then your opposing counsel is from Cleveland?
Yes.
All right. So the discovery doesn't have to take place in Cleveland, does it?
No. I don't think any discovery or anything else is relevant.
It can be done in Kentucky.
Yes, it does need to be.
It'd be done in your client's backyard.
And that goes to the heart of the forum nonconvenience. Everything related to this case is down in Kentucky. Oh. So why are we burdening Cleveland with all of these things that are far
removed
from it?
Worried about the courts in Cleveland, or are you, worried about your clients?
It's both, Your Honor. If you go back to the underlying Form 9 convenience, there is both a public aspect to it, which involves the Cleveland courts and the Cleveland citizens and the right to fast trials in Cleveland. Then there's also private portions of it, which would go to my clients down in Grant County, Kentucky. Why should he have to be, or they have to be hauled?
Counselor, when we first started talking, you said that this contract doesn't require exclusive jurisdiction in Ohio. That's not correct, right? I mean, or either that, or I'll read you what at least the plaintiffs represented when they quote the contractual language is the parties agree to exclusive personal jurisdiction. Note the word exclusive, personal jurisdiction and venue in any court of Ohio of competent jurisdiction. So it is exclusive jurisdiction.
I don't have that right in front of me.
So you don't know whether it says exclusive or not?
No, at this time, no, I do not. It was our position down in the trial court that it was not exclusive.
Do you think it was is it that a misquote when they write that when they quote that language? It says exclusive jurisdiction.
As I said,
venue Your Honor, in any court in Ohio.
I cannot answer that question. I think pursuant to the contract, there is permissible jurisdiction and venue.
So if it says exclusive, it just means permissible.
Potentially, depending on the circumstances. Yes, Your Honor.
So you deny that the word inclusive is contained in the clause in the contract?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Do you deny that the word inclusive is contained in the clause, or excuse me, exclusive, is contained in the clause of the contract?
No, Your Honor. As I said, I do not know if it specifically is or not. But
if it is,
yes, Your Honor.
Hypothetically,
yes.
Does that mean exclusive, or is that still, in your mind, permissible, a suggestion, an option?
I think that would be permissible because, again, it goes down, and this goes to the underlying merits of it, not the specific question that is up on review currently. But as we argued down at the trial court, it would be permissive because the whole purpose of forum nonconvenience is to provide a convenient forum, and in this case, that would be Grant County, Kentucky. But the specific question on review is whether a dismissal without prejudice is final and appealable. And the default rule is that a dismissal without prejudice is not final and appealable.
But isn't that exclusive language, assuming we find that that's exclusive to Ohio, isn't that determinative of the action?
I don't know the answer to that question, Your Honor. That's not currently the answer that is on appeal.
I'm talking about 2505.02. Determinative of the action. The fact that it says exclusive, if that's what we find the contract says, isn't then the order dismissing for lack of final appealable order determinative?
No, I don't think so, Your Honor, because there is still another jurisdiction and venue down in Kentucky where the merits can be heard. Or as Your Honor alluded to earlier.
Assuming we find the contract says it's exclusive to Ohio.
Assuming it finds it's exclusive to Ohio, then even in that case, no, it would not be, because then appellants could have the opportunity to file in one of the several other Ohio counties. I know several of your honors have mentioned Hamilton County or somewhere closer to the action. Whatever a Cleveland judge decides is not binding if it's not a final and appealable order on any other court. And in this case, it's a dismissal without prejudice. And the appellants are able to refile, and that's one of the bases that the 8th District historically has used in these sorts of cases in deciding why forum nonconvenience dismissal without prejudice is not final and appealable. And it's not final and appealable because the plaintiff can refile their complaint. There's nothing preventing them from doing so. It doesn't determine the merits of the action. It doesn't prevent a judgment on the merits in the action, and it doesn't affect a substantial right. And that's really what the heart of this case is. And if you go back to the 8th District prior rulings, they specifically say that Century Business and Siegel where they discuss that nothing prevents a plaintiff from refiling their case. If there are other issues that might come up, the judge might decide it differently. So, for instance, using your Honor's example, if it were to be refiled in Hamilton County, well, that's a different set of facts that that judge would have to consider, and whether that judge should apply the doctrine of forum nonconvenience or not. It's an entirely different procedural background at that point. One thing I would like to point out to this court is that in National City versus Quadruple A, which my distinguished opposing counsel was discussing earlier, that case specifically involved the court finding that it did not have jurisdiction. That case was a certified question, and the trial court dismissed based on personal jurisdiction. So the plaintiff in that case could not refile. There was no jurisdiction. That is completely different from the case that we have here. The court says that it has jurisdiction. The court says that it has venue. It simply said that there is a better venue somewhere else. So nothing is preventing the plaintiffs from refiling it at any point. And really, the whole purpose of our entire legal system is to get litigation decided on the merits. And the plaintiffs in this case are not foreclosed in that possibility. They can refile the case in Grant County, Kentucky. They could have refiled the case in Grant County, Kentucky months ago, and we could be well underway, possibly up to the dispositive motion phase if they had chosen to do that. But they just chose not to do that in this case. So,
thank you.
Your Honors, I'm out of time. If there's nothing further.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Counsel, you've used your time. Let me take 30 seconds.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honors, this is about jurisdiction. It's about a court that had jurisdiction and pushed it away to a different sovereign. Forum nonconvenience isn't a change of venue from one county of Ohio to another. It's about sending it to another country or another state. The notion that we might possibly be able to refile in some other county in Ohio and get a different result, it's the epitome of judicial roulette. It's judge shopping, and I do not think it is the policy of the courts of Ohio to encourage that.
You agree it's exclusive, the contract says exclusive jurisdiction in Ohio, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
The contract says exclusive.
All the witnesses in this case, the closest county would be Hamilton or one of the counties adjunct to that county. I think if you just filed in Hamilton County and then maybe attached the exhibit of this oral argument to your brief, that I would be really surprised if you couldn't get proceeding on discovery and get to the merits of this case.
Actually, Your Honor, although it is not of record, because of an insurance question issue that has been litigated over the last year in federal court in Kentucky, most of the discovery is done.
Okay, then file in Hamilton County.
Thank you. Thanks. We'll take the matter under advisement. You will be notified of our decision.